peace activists was a tiny one and briefly descended into a slanging match with a group of young communists. However, most of the participants were ordinary people opposed to the plans. Here's the view of one elderly woman attending Monday's demo.
V současnosti prezident Spojených států je pro mě nedůvěryhodná osoba.
At the moment, the president of the United States is not a trustworthy person in my eyes, and I just don't trust the Americans when they say what kind of rockets they're going to have or what their intentions are. That's why I'm against the bases. And it's also to do with our past when there was a different army here.
Kdy tady byla jiná armáda.
A reference there to the substantial presence of the Red Army in Czechoslovakia during communist times. The demonstration was called by a new civic initiative called No to Bases. Jan Tomas is the group's spokesman.
This is a protest happening. We're marching with fake rockets. What we want to do is draw attention to the fact there hasn't been enough discussion about these bases and the US plans to locate them here. We want to call on citizens to join in this debate and sign our petition, which is demanding a referendum on the issue.
Successive opinion polls have shown substantial public opposition to the planned base. Washington is likely to issue a formal request to both the Czech Republic and Poland in September, and security experts believe that for both military and political reasons, the installation will be divided up between the two, radar and tracking station in one country, interceptor base in the other. Czech politicians realise that allowing the US to build such a sensitive military installation, the first time part of the missile defence shield would be located in Europe, is not popular with the public. They are therefore broadly in agreement that a referendum should be held on the issue, although left-wing parties are far more united than those on the right. The issue looks set to become an extremely divisive one for most of the remainder of this year, and perhaps for many years to come. Many members of the public complain they lack proper information. Some believe, for example, that the facility would be armed with nuclear weapons, which experts say is nonsense. Just one of the many myths about a base which is still very much in its infancy. Czechoslovak athletes were systematically given performance-enhancing drugs under communism. That's according to secret documents which have just come to light. What form did the doping system take, and what has been the reaction to the revelations? Ian Willoughby reports.
Since the Velvet Revolution, there had been speculation about a state doping policy in the communist era. Proof finally came this week, with evidence published in Monday's Mladá fronta DNES showing that the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia and the then government approved dope.